Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. This is the last day in January, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. We continue our discussion about redeeming the time. On last week, we mentioned that redeeming the time means to make the most of every opportunity. It's about making wise and sacred use of every opportunity for doing good. And we use the scriptures from Ephesians 5, 15 through 16 on last week to talk about how Paul directed the church at Ephesus and also the church at Colossae in telling them to redeem the time, to walk in wisdom. Today, our topic is going to be redeeming the time. Don't squander the day. Don't squander the day. And I gave a hint as to the scripture text, which comes out of Psalms 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Time is free, but it's priceless. We can't own it, but we can use it. We can't keep it, but we can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back. Time is something all living creatures share. It's both elusive yet well within our control. One writer said that the way we spend our time defines who we are. I like that. How we use our time defines who we are. Solomon stated in Ecclesiastes 9, 11 through 12, that time and chance happen to every man, that it makes the playing field level for all men. What do you do with your time? Are you using it to your best advantage, or are you a victim caught in time's swift moments? As I woke this morning, the Lord gave me this instruction: don't squander the day. What did God mean by that? I knew He saw my appointments for that day, my things to do list. I had been carefully prioritizing them so that nothing would fall through the crack. To squander means to spend or use something wastefully. There are many things I do with my day, but I felt squandering was not one of them. After presenting my defense, the Lord patiently began to share His heart with me. Don't squander the day by, and He gave me this list, which I will share with you. Don't squander the day by rushing to do the routine rather than enjoying the uniqueness of the day. We are so busy planning our next hour or day that we fail to live in the moment, in the very present now. The rich fool spent his time in the routine of planting and its yield of plenty. So he began to plan to erect new barns to store all of his crops, not knowing that his soul would be required of him that very night. He didn't live to enjoy the uniqueness of the day. The rich man squandered the day. We squander the day by pondering over past hurts and offenses. There is little to be gained in such activities, and definitely nothing that can be useful in accomplishing God's purpose for our lives. The brother of the prodigal son was offended and jealous of the attention his brother received, the attention he felt he should have received. The father expressed love and appreciation for the faithfulness of that son who remained with him, but the brother chose to cling to his anger. He was offended and would not come out to celebrate with the family. The brother of the prodigal squandered the day. Instead of squandering the day, spend time with Abba Father. Spend time asking, listening, and reflecting. I'll say that again. Asking, listening, and reflecting. Things about the possibilities of life, not rehashing what coulda, shoulda been. Playfully creating new scenarios for your life with the creator of the universe versus replaying old tapes. With God, nothing will be impossible. Spend the day watching. We spend great efforts attempting to make things happen rather than observing the work God is doing around us. He invites us to watch Him as He works in the lives of individuals, in believers, and the church to accomplish His purpose through the power of the Holy Spirit. Squandering the day expresses the failures to see the work of God in this present moment. It is critical on our part to see His hand on every person and in every circumstance that He allows in our lives. Don't squander the day. It's not just some flippant directive, but acknowledgement that God is present in our circumstances and working all things together for our good. It results in our witness to both the goodness and the greatness of God. Let us therefore confess and declare our confidence in His love and in His faithfulness. That sounds good. I gotta say that again. Let us confess and declare our confidence in His love and in His faithfulness. This is the day the Lord has made. Don't squander it. Redeem it. That's it for today. We thank you so much for joining us today, and we offer you the opportunity, if you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus, to hear His voice, to hear His guidance, asking, listening, and reflecting, and watching. We invite you to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, and it's easy to do. Just go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the resource tab, and you'll have directions on how to do that. I assure you, you will not squander the day by beginning it with God and seeing what His plans are for you. But it's important that you develop that relationship with Him today. That's it for today. We will continue talking about redeeming the time on next week. We invite you to welcome a new month with a new plan and a new opportunity to see the goodness and the greatness of God. Share this podcast with your friends and family, and we will see you on next week on Morning Reflections. Be blessed. Bye-bye.